Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
everybody. Council, welcome. And today is Monday, April the 26th, 2021. And this is our regular council meeting. I also like to extend a welcome to all the citizens who are joining us tonight and the other participants. Madam Clerk, the meeting can begin. Would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Alex Key.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Pallon.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council.
Madam Clerk, I think there's something going on with your system. You just cut off.
Yeah.
So let me just continue. You may want to try to figure out what's going on.
Welcome.
Okay. Okay, is Pastor Dorsey on? Or if not, then we'll let Mayor Pro Tem do the invocation.
We would like for Mayor Pro Tem to do the invocation, Mayor.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem, you're up next.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon our city. Father, we thank you for the abilities of each and every council person, and that they bring something, some knowledge that the others may not have to bring and to run the city like it should be. Father, we just thank you and ask your blessing upon every citizen of Fairburn and surrounding communities. And Father, heal our land of the COVID-19. Father, we thank you for these things, and we ask them in your name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the city council minutes. We received an email from Councilwoman Portis Jones on yesterday. And the email that we got from Councilwoman Portis Jones, I'm asking that the city council minutes of April 12th be discussed in executive session tonight. We have an executive session that encompasses personnel and litigation. So we're going to go to the April 12, 2021 executive session minutes. Council members, you've seen the minutes for April the 12th, 2021 executive session. Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved, Councilman Smallwood.
Is there a second?
Councilman. Second.
That motion has been made and properly second.
Mayor, Councilwoman Portis Jones, may I have the floor, please?
No, not now, Councilwoman.
Regarding the minutes
no.
For the
Councilwoman
council
Portis
meeting.
Jones, you are out of order. We have a motion on the floor by Mr. Smallwood, Councilman Smallwood, and we have a second by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath to approve the April 12th 2021 executive session minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are those any opposing? That motion carries 6-0.
Mayor, my question is regarding the minutes of the council meeting
of ma'am.
April 12th, that
yes,
was
ma'am.
Open to the public. For the record, would you please state why comments that I made require executive session discussion?
I'm going to ask Attorney Randy Turner to address your comment, Councilwoman Portis Jones. Attorney Turner.
On the executive session, I think we need to discuss a very narrow personnel issue concerning the subject employee's health and discussions about her help. So we will need, I think, to discuss this confidentially and then come back and discuss then any changes that we will make to the minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Attorney Turner. Madam Clerk, do we have any registered for public comments?
No, Mayor.
Okay. You're sounding better. Okay.
I'm on a different computer tonight, so I'm having a little bit of issues, but it's okay.
Okay. No public comments tonight. I'm sorry, let's go back to the adoption of the City Council agenda for tonight before we get to the public comments. I'm sorry. We have 7 items on the agenda for tonight. The first item is from Tana Maloof and Maloof for Mayor and Council to approve the 2021 liability and property insurance in the amount of $379,828. The second item on the agenda is from our city clerk, Erica Birdstone Miller, for Mayor and Council to approve an intergovernmental agreement with Fulton County for the provision of election services for the City of Fairburn 2021 municipal election. The third item is from Community Development, Lester Thompson, for Mayor and Council to approve an intergovernmental agreement with the South Fulton Community Improvement District for the Oakley Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project. The fourth item is Community Development, also for Mayor and Council to approve the Oakley Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project contract award to C.W. Matthews. Item number 5 is Community Development for Mayor and Council to approve task order number 6 with Atlas Technical Consultants for construction, engineering, and inspection services. Item number 6 on the agenda for tonight is from our fire department, Chief Cornelius Robinson, for Mayor and Council to approve the Memorandum of Understanding to provide EMT advanced and paramedic training between the City of Fairburn and Atlanta Technical College. The last item on the agenda tonight is from our police department, Chief Stoney Mathis, for Mayor and Council to approve an extension of the Court Services Municipal Court City Ordinance update to July 26, 2021. May I have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda items for tonight?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion has been made by Councilwoman Davis. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Smallwood.
Okay. The second by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposing? The agenda is approved for tonight, 6-0. Thank you so much. And so looks like our clerk has gotten off. I was a little ahead of myself with public comments, but there are no public comments for tonight. With that being said, we'll go to item number 1 from Tana Maloof and Maloof. Mr. Steve Maloof, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mayor. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I've got Ryan McLaughlin on the line with us again tonight. He's my right-hand man, and he serves the city as well as I did.
Okay. Well, you're up next. So you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I believe the documents were distributed last week, hopefully, to everybody that outlined the rate changes. Oh, there it is. It's up on the screen now. I wanted to address these rate changes for this year. And I also had sent out a state of the market versus where we stand for the city and on the coverages. And so we are up this year 11%, which is the trend of the marketplace. We're actually well below what the market trend is right now with liability costs and claims continuing to rise. The market has been continues to be tough. We call it a hard market. We're in a hard market currently. And so we are in the marketplace constantly looking for the best option from a cost perspective, but also certainly the coverage being as comprehensive as possible is the really the most important item that we're looking for. And we continue to be with Travelers Insurance this year. And Travelers is the gold standard in the insurance business, especially with municipal business. and the 11% increase on an overall rate is less than what we've been seeing across the board this year, significantly less. We've been in the high teens and low 20s for rate increases this year. So I was pleased with how we ended up. And as far as the coverage goes, we continue to make sure that the coverages in place are top notch. And I think we're in a good shape there. But I just wanted to throw that out at you. There wasn't a whole lot of change at all, really, from a standpoint of what we have coverage wise. We put in some higher limits last year. We approved higher limits on the cyber liability, and we continue to have those in place this year. And that particular market, you'll probably hear about it all the time, it just continues to be very difficult. Claims are coming out, significant claims are coming out, and I expect those costs to go up each year going forward, because they're really having a lot of claims. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, everybody's had a chance to maybe look at this prior to the meeting. I wanted to see if there were questions about the coverage or the costs or anything that I can explain in detail.
Yes, Mayor. Councilwoman Hattie Portis-Jones.
Councilwoman Portis-Jones, you have the floor.
Mr. Malou, could you talk about our experience or utilization that may have impacted the increased rate? I know you talked about the change in the market, but is there anything about our utilization or any of the assets that are covered or anything that happened in the past year that would have caused a rate increase?
So the market is what's driving the cost increase, regardless of what your losses have done. However, your losses, we're running about a 60% loss ratio on your auto this year, which is actually down over the year before. The year before, we were almost at 200% loss ratio, which means we paid out two times what we brought in premium-wise. So the insurance companies look at a five-year loss history. And so during those 5 years, we are unprofitable in the auto area. And so the increase would generally be higher than what we've got based on the market and how the losses have performed. But the, I don't know that that's, I feel like we were below what we should be with based on the losses and how the market is doing. So this year's better than we've had in the last couple of years with the 60% loss ratio, but 60% loss ratio is bordering on unprofitable for the insurance company.
And so what's the baseline then?
And I'm not sure what you mean by baseline.
Well, what's the, you say it's 60% is bordering on unprofitable for the insurance company. What's their baseline, or what's acceptable, or what is it that they're, hoping that their insurers, in terms of losses, the rate of loss?
Obviously the lower the better for them, but once you start bumping up over 50% on the loss ratio, is when they start getting a little bit more concerned and where you might expect rates to, rise.
Okay, one last question. Regarding the auto, is that all due to accidents or, the replacement of the vehicles, the repairs of the vehicles, any injuries? That would go under medical, that would go under liability, I suppose. So could you just expound on that?
Yeah, well, it's all of that. But the liability is your biggest concern, obviously. The third party losses that we have as related to the accidents that you had. Ryan McLaughlin's on there. I want to see if he might comment a little more detail on what made up the losses. Do you have that information, Ryan?
Yes, certainly. So our larger losses have involved liability incidences. We've had some rear end accident claims, three of which make up our three biggest losses that really occurred, two of which were in the policy year prior to this one. And actually, I think all three of them were in the policy year prior to this one. So that makes up a large part of where we're seeing claims. In general, the marketplace right now, these accidents, these that are occurring, we're seeing judgments now that are in seven figures routinely. We've seen two in the past year. So that's kind of where the marketplace response has been. As you can see, that line of business went up 25% over last year. That being said, the rate that the city is paying for their autos is far below what we're seeing in the marketplace. You don't see rates under $1,000 per vehicle out there. And so it's very competitively priced, which is what makes it difficult to have a good loss ratio because it's so competitively priced. But as Steve mentioned, we're at a 60% loss ratio this year. If that can hold, then, it gives us a good argument going into next year.
All right, thank you very much.
Council, do you have any other questions? Ms. Maloof?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any other slides?
No, the only other slide was the full proposal, which is several pages, which is just detail for anyone to look at. And by the way, if any council person reviews this and has any questions, you're welcome to give me a call or Ryan a call, and we can explain anything. But this, what you're going through there is probably 15, 20 pages worth of detail of coverages that the city has. And then the only other item was we did a write-up called the State of the Market that gives detail as to what's going on and why prices are going up and in comparison to what we presented with the city.
Okay. Council, do you have any other questions before I call for a motion?
Yes, Mayor, I have one more question.
Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes, so Mr. Malou, regarding the general liability for the auto, did any of that liability include a death and or long-term disability?
I was going to say there is a current claim that it's a wrongful death claim. A vehicle in a high speed chase collided with this individual's vehicle at intersection. No dollars have been paid on that claim at this time. We have $10,000 in reserves. It's one of those where the carrier does not believe the city was at fault. It was the driver that was engaged in the high speed chase. However, that claim is open and did involve a wrongful death.
All right. If the loss ratio becomes an issue, or based on the 60% now, with 50 being sort of the barometer for it, is the carrier involved at all in terms of safety, education, or anything of that nature?
Yes, absolutely. We have loss control folks within the city. They have resources to provide to the city, and I believe we have provided those over the years, made them available to the city. So yes, there is opportunity for education and training through the carrier. I'm certainly happy to engage those services at your request.
And do you review those in your assessment of the rates?
Well, certainly the underwriters review the training and the things that are being done by the companies that they insure and the municipalities that they insure, and that becomes a part of the decision that the underwriter makes when given the pricing. Absolutely. So those things are benefits for sure, and certainly the effects of the training hopefully are safer work environment, safer driving, and which makes the prices go down, hopefully, because claims are going down.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for presenting tonight. Is that Councilman Smallwood?
Councilman Whitmore.
Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, Ms. Malou. I wrote this down, but I just want to make sure I wrote it down correctly. You indicated for the commercial auto, we're at 60%, whereas last year it was at 200%. Was that correct?
Yeah, I believe it was 190%, yes, sir. And over the five-year period, it's 90% if you combine the five-year period.
Okay. And as a result, the city of Fairburn, we're at or below the average percentage industry-wide?
Well, on the auto increase, I'd say you're right at the average, right at the auto average, just for a well-performing account, maybe slightly over it. But when you average all of the lines of business together and have it, the 11% total increase across the board is well below what we're seeing. Yes, sir, probably 7 or 8% what we're seeing on an average increase right now.
E being well below an average, so for the city of Fairburn versus a 200%. So thank you for that information, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you again. Council, does anyone else have any other questions on the 2021 liability and property insurance in the amount of $379,828.
I have a question, Mayor.
Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Malou, I know having been in law enforcement myself for 25 years, they have like schools that you can go to for safety driving, EVOC and the police department. If we send our police officers and firemen maybe to a driving school, would that save us any amount of money or that much?
Again, part of what we have to do is present the story to the insurance company of why you are a good risk and why they should gamble on the city. And so those things help. But the reality is, they're going to look at your performance and your experience, and they're going to make those determinations. So you could have all this training and still have an unprofitable situation for them. They're going to price it because of the losses. Right. Now, when you get out into the marketplace and things like that, certainly having those things to help tell the story is helpful, but you're not going to, you know, it's not like, when you have a student driver or whatever, you turn in a certificate for defensive driving, you get a 10% discount. Right. That doesn't work like that in commercial insurance.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other questions before we call for the vote? Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the 2021 liability and property insurance in the amount of $379,828?
Councilman Whitmore, so move.
Councilman Whitmore made the motion. Is there a second?
Second by Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you all so much for presenting to us this evening.
Thank you very much. And I just want to just add that it's a pleasure to serve the city. And certainly our phone is available or anytime anybody wants to call and ask us questions about the insurance program. And thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you also, Ryan.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care. I don't see Erica. Erica, are you on?
She's coming back and forth, Mayor.
Okay. The next agenda item is for the city clerk. Erica, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I have you calling on the phone.
Okay, you want to do the second item, which is the city clerk for mayor and council to approve an IGA agreement with Fulton County for the provisions of election services for the city of Fairbanks 2021 municipal election.
Yes, Mayor. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you, you have a IGA with Fulton County for our 2021 municipal election. This is a contract that did not change much from the 2019 IGA. And the total cost, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone, I'm sorry. The total cost for the November 2nd general election is $33,279. And if there is a need for a runoff, it will be $27,658.
Council members, do you have any question? That equates to about $8,319 since there are four vacancies. There will be four seats on the council in November. So that's about $8,300 per seat. Are there any questions to our clerk concerning the 2021 municipal election cost? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve an IGA agreement with Fulton County for election services for the city of Fairbanks 2021 municipal election in the amount of
$33,379. So moved, Councilman Pallin.
Motion made by Councilman Pallin. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Seconded by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. The next item on the agenda is from community development. In fact, the next three items, Mr. Lester Thompson. The first one is for Mayor and Council to approve an IGA with the South Fulton Community Improvement District for the Oakland Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project. Mr. Thompson.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As the mayor said, the purpose of this agenda item is to approve the IGA with South Fulton Community Improvement District to provide $390,000 in construction funding for the Oakley Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project. Upon receipt of the bids, the City of Fairbanks requested funding assistance from the South Fulton CID to deliver the proposed project. The proposed IGA is the city of is the South Fulton CID's formal response to our request. In order to be reimbursed $390,000 in proposed construction funding, the IGA with the South Fulton CID must be processed. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve the intergovernmental agreement with South Fulton CID for $390,000 for the Oakley Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project. Any questions?
Mayor, I've got one.
Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Yes, ma'am. My question is that part of the Oakley Industrial area, isn't it in the South Fulton City?
Yes, sir. That's going to be on the next one. I can explain it now if you'd like, but we bid it as a base bid and with five ad alternates to give us some flexibility in the award. So ad alternate one, which is from State Route 74 to State Route 92, is 70% within the city of South Fulton.
Okay.
So that one, and then add alternate five, which is Gallot Road, is 50% within the city of South Fulton.
Okay. So are they going to chip in any money toward this?
Well, I can go ahead and discuss it now, but basically we're moving forward without their participation. After several requests, they did not reply. But then Friday morning, I got a request for them to provide them with an IGA. So we're gonna move forward because the bid's been open for longer than 60 days. So in order to have the contractor hold their pricing, I need to move forward with the award. I can come back to you guys after I reach an agreement with the city of South Fulton with an IGA to maybe add one section, which is the section from 74 to 92, once I have the funding commitment from the city of South Fulton. So that's the plan.
Great. Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome.
Council, do you have any other questions concerning this IGA with the South Fulton CID in the amount of $390,000 in project funding?
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have any questions in reference to that one, but I do have some clarification questions in reference to the one that's coming up with the different add-ons. So I'm just going to wait until we get to that one.
Okay, let me take the vote on this one first, okay. Councilwoman Portis, Councilwoman Davis. Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Second,
Councilman Smallwood.
Okay, looks like the motion was made by Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, ma'am.
And seconded by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Aye. Are there any opposing? The motion carries 6-0. Okay, the next item on the agenda is like a follow-up for Mayor and Council to approve the Oakley Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project Award to C.W. Matthews. Mr. Yes, Thompson.
Yes, ma'am. The purpose of this agenda item is to approve the actual contract award for the Oakland Industrial Full Depth Reclamation for amount of $1,889,885.09. We put the project out to bid on January 6, 2021. The bid opening date was February 11, 2021, at which time four bids were received. As I mentioned before, it was bid as the base bid, which is from the D-cell lane at the Solstice Apartments to State Route 74. At alternate one is Oakland Industrial Boulevard from State Route 74 to State Route 92. At alternate two is from State Route 92 to Fayetteville Road. At alternate three is from Fayetteville Road to Stallworth Road. At alternate four is from just west of Bohannon Road to Creekwood Road. And at alternate five, although not on Oakley Industrial Boulevard, it is full depth reclamation. So we included this one as well because it has the same characteristics of Oakley Industrial Boulevard being a truck route. So we thought it be appropriate to have the same type of typical section for that location. So, and that's from the bridge right over I-85 to McLaren Road. That was bid as at alternate five. And as I said before, we did it as such to provide us with some flexibility in the funding till commitments were made. In the end, the city of South Fulton did not choose to participate initially. They did come in Friday and chose to participate. So I will have to come back and revisit this at a later time with you guys to request a change order to add that section. But for right now, I'm just asking for the project, which will result in the base bid, which is going to be from the D-cell lane at Solstice Apartments at $368,739.93. At alternate two, which is the main section of the city of Fairburn, which is on Oakley Industrial Boulevard from State Route 92 to Fayetteville Road, and that's at $1,098,259.79. And add alternate four, which is Oakley Industrial Boulevard from Bohannon to Creekwood Road for $422,855.37. With that being said, staff recommends approval. Recommends Mayor and Council approve the contract award to C.W. Matthews for the bid price of $1,889,855.09. With the understanding that the first $390,000 will be paid for by the South Fulton CID and the remaining project expenditures, which is the $1,499,855.09, will come out of the T-SPLOS infrastructure roadway account. Any questions?
Okay, Councilwoman Davis, you asked a question with the last agenda item. You want to ask your question again now?
No, my question was for this one. We just kind of blend into this one before we finish the first one. So my questions are with this one. Just really some clarifications from Mr. Thompson. First and foremost, Mr. Thompson, I want to thank you for all the detailed information that you have provided, like you always do. I appreciate that. But I need just some clarification. Okay. First, under you stated that the ad alternate number one and number five, you could sort of pull because City of South Fulton decided not to participate initially, not correct, referring back to Friday's communication, but they prior decided to not to participate. So you pulled those, right?
Correct, because they are within the jurisdiction of City of Fairburn and the City of South Fulton. I couldn't move forward with that unless I had some type of funding commitment from the City of South Fulton.
Right, and that's understood. But you're saying the resulting project will be the base bid, add alternate two and add alternate four, which comes to the amount that you're requesting. My question is, what has happened to add alt number one and add alt number three? Is that going to be at a later time?
At alternate one, we're going to bring that back as a change order because that's going to require participation with the City of South Fulton. That section, 70% of that section lies solely within the City of South Fulton.
That's right.
800 feet kind of west of Plantation all the way to State Route 92 is solely within the City of South Fulton's jurisdiction.
That's right. I'm sorry, that was not my question because you already had explained one and five was going to be taken out.
But add alternate three.
Yeah, it's all add alternate.
I removed that one based on funding and based on, we can come back and revisit that at a later time. I went back and looked at the roadway condition. It's not as critical as the base bid, add alternate one, two, and add alternate four. So that's why that was pulled, just based on, you know, the available funding and with the understanding that I can come back and revisit that in a subsequent project.
At a later date. Okay, that, mm-hmm, that clears up everything. Thank you.
No problem.
Council, does anyone else have any questions or comments for Mr. Thompson concerning agenda item number four? Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
The motion has been made by Councilwoman Davis. Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. And I would just like to invite council to tune in on some of the Zoom meetings that we have with the South Fulton CID. We had a meeting on Friday where we actually highlighted Fairburn. And I really thank Jody and Mark for this $390,000. They've been very good to Fairburn, haven't they? They've been very good to Fairburn, even with the park and ride and some other projects that we're working on. So I just felt like Friday after I did my presentation to them on what's happening here in the City of Fairburn, that I would just thank them. And I thank them for myself and also for City Council. And so we'll let you know when we're having the South Fulton CID meetings and just tune in on Zoom and you will hear some of the great happenings that they're able to do for the surrounding cities. And we couldn't do it without Lester Thompson and Tarika Peaks. We could not do it.
Yes. Well, thank you, Mayor, for that information because they have been good to us and participate in a lot of things. So we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you all. Mr. Thompson, you have one more agenda item, which is agenda item number five for Mayor and Council to approve the task order number six with Atlas Technical Consultants for construction, engineering, and inspection services.
That's correct. And this one's associated with the previous two. So this is for to approve task order number six with Atlas Technical Consultants for CEI services for the Oakley Industrial Corridor Reclamation Project. We entered into a master services agreement with Moreland Altobelli, who has subsequently changed their name to Atlas Technical Consultants on July 22nd, 2019 for on-call construction management services. The agreement with Atlas was approved with the understanding that task orders associated with construction management would be issued on an as-needed basis. As such, task order number 6 for said services has been submitted for review and approval. The budget impact for this one would be $96,000. The proposed expenditures would come out of the T-SPOS program management account. It's adequately funded. As such, staff recommends City Council, Mayor and Council approve task order number 6 with Atlas Technical Consultants for CEI services. I'm sorry, I had said Howell Avenue, but for the Oakley Industrial Full Depth Reclamation Project. Any questions?
Okay, hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve task order number 6 with Atlas Technical Consultants in the amount of $96,500?
So moved, Councilman Smallwood.
Motion has been made by Councilman Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Seconded by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mayor and Council.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda tonight is our fire department, Chief Cornelius Robinson for Mayor and Council to approve the Memorandum of Understanding to provide EMT advanced and paramedic training between the City of Fairbanks and Atlanta Technical College. Chief Robinson, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mayor and Council, has been a good year for us with grants. This here is another grant for the fire department, and this is a full grant for training our men for EMT and advanced training and paramedic training through Atlanta Area Tech. The fire department is asking Mayor and Council to approve for us to participate in the Department of Labor Registered Apprenticeship Program funded by the American Apprenticeship Initiative, AAI, and Apprenticeship State Expansion, ASE, grants to provide EMT advanced and paramedic training to the Fairbanks Fire Department. Mayor and Council, we're very excited about this. This is gonna train our entire fire department, fully funded. And the fire department is asking Mayor and Council to approve this MOU to participate in this EMT advanced and paramedic training and be allowed to host it here in Fairbanks and use our Fairbanks annex building to host a class in the city.
Great.
Council, the floor is now open. Do you have any questions for Chief Robinson?
No questions, just a comment, Mayor.
Okay, Councilman James Whitmore.
Chief Robinson, I just want to state publicly, we appreciate your endeavor, sir, going out and finding this money that we can utilize in the City of Fairbanks in this particular case for additional training for both the EMT and paramedic courses. And the fact that we're able to bring it to the City of Fairbanks so we don't have to send our employees out is a plus. We're going to be saving money in doing this by doing it that way, as well as it covered by this grant. So I just want to thank you publicly for all your hard work and making sure we ended up getting this grant, sir. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman Whitmore. And also, Mayor and Council, may I add, Atlanta Technical College, they were very instrumental in us getting this full grant, and I just want to thank them publicly as well.
Yeah.
Any other comments or questions to Chief Robinson concerning this grant?
Councilwoman Davis.
Councilwoman Davis.
Yes. Chief, again, I ditto everything what Councilman Whitmore said. We really appreciate you going out and finding the funds for our fire department So just continue to keep doing the great work and congratulations.
Thank you, Councilwoman Davis.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So move, Councilman Whitmore.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore. Is there a second?
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
There any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. I would just like to, with council here tonight, to just say thank you to Chief Cornelius Robinson. You never know what these guys go through until you actually see it or hear it for yourself. Last week, we had a fatality over off 74, and the person had been in a truck for a couple days. The person was well over, what, 400 pounds, Chief Robinson?
Yes, ma'am.
He was well over 400 pounds, and they had to actually go into the truck and get him out after he had been there at least 4 days, deceased. And let me tell you, our guys just did the work. And we were just so happy that, I was just so happy that they did the work and none of them complained. It was just like it's in a day's work and we're just gonna do it and we're just gonna keep it moving. No frowns on their faces. They just did the work. They knew how to cut the seat, to get the seat out in order to get this person out of there. And so Chief Robinson, I just wanna say to you and please relay it to all of the guys that myself and council, we really appreciate everything you do for the city of Fairburn.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll definitely relay the message. Thank you all.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay. The last item on the agenda tonight is our police department, Chief Stoney Matthews. Chief, are you on the line? Chief Mathis?
He's on the line. We're trying to get him to unmute. He okay. is on the line. He's calling.
Okay.
He's calling.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear you, Chief Mathis.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Mayor, Council.
Good evening. You have good evening. The last agenda item is for Mayor and Council to approve an extension of the Court Services Municipal Court City Ordinance update to July the 26th, 2021. Your documents will, I think, says January 25th. The clerk has since made that correction. That should say July the 26th, 2021. Chief Mathis?
Yes, Mayor, Council. You can remember last year when I put this this agenda item out in reference to the court services new ordinance. Recently, right. I've met with attorney Randy Turner, and he is actually going to be the one presenting this in July. And I'm just asking to it be extended into July.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions concerning this extension until July the 26th, 2021?
Yes, Mayor, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, Chief Mathis and or Attorney Turner. Does the delay include discussion and collaboration with Judge Ewing? And have you received feedback on the proposed fees and structures and all of the things that were presented in that document?
I can answer that. The ordinance is being written, and that absolutely is part of the extension. Is that I want to make sure that we get feedback that I can communicate to Mayor and Council from Judge Ewing. So okay. we will be going through that process.
Yes, okay. So is that the delay? Because this is the second extension request.
The delay from the court, no, that's not necessarily a delay. I have been working on
well, that request for an extension, I should say.
yeah, that's not really the responsibility of the court. That's really probably more than anyone, it's probably us just getting the ordinance written. So I need to finalize the ordinance and then get it to Judge Ewing and get some feedback on it and then bring it back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments concerning the extension of the court services municipal ordinance update to July the 26th, 2021? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve this extension?
So moved, Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Motion is made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Whitmore.
Seconded by Councilman James Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. Okay. Dr. Parks?
Yes, ma'am.
And is Erica still on or she's still having issues? She's probably still. Okay, we have an executive session. So all of our participants who are still on the line, we're going to go into executive session, but we will be back into full council immediately after executive session. So at this particular time, I'm going to ask Dr. Parks and our city clerk to take city council members and the attorney into executive session. Is there a motion on the floor to go into executive session?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis, is there a second?
Second, Councilman Whitmore.
Seconded by Councilman Whitmore. We will now go into executive session. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
All right, we're all back. Okay. We are council members. We're going to go back to the adoption of city council minutes, the April 12th, 2021 city council meeting minutes, which was held by Zoom. You all have a copy of those minutes. And is there a motion on the floor to approve?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, so moved.
The motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
It has been seconded by Councilman Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I abstain, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay, let me call the roll. Councilman Heath?
Yay.
Councilman Whitmore?
Yay.
Councilman Smallwood?
Yay.
Councilwoman Portis Jones, you going to abstain? I know, Councilwoman.
Vote no.
Yeah.
Councilwoman Davis?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay, Councilwoman Portis Jones?
No.
Councilman Pat Pallett.
This gets into I'd like to leave this alone as well. I would abstain from passing judgment on this. Okay,
so we have three yays, two abstentions. And Councilwoman Portis Jones, what was your vote?
No.
That motion passes. The minute stands as written.
Mayor, if I could just remind that we need a motion on that engagement for the investigation.
Okay, I need a motion on the engagement of the attorney. I think Councilwoman Linda Davis, I think you were gonna bring that motion for us.
Yes, Mayor and Council, I move to ratify the agreement with attorney Jamela McFadden at the rate of $105 per hour in reference to $305 per hour, I was wishing. in reference to the EEOC complaint filed by Lieutenant Schellenberger.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Mr. Turner, was there anything that was the last motion, right?
That's all, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Let's do our council comments and then we will finish up. Councilman Smallwood.
I don't have anything.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor. I understand this is our clerk's last day, so I'm going to wish you well wishes, ma'am, to wherever you're going. And thank you for your services while you're in the city of Fairburn.
Eric, are you there? Okay.
Councilman Whitmore, I'm sorry. My computer is funky tonight, but thank you so much for being there, Councilman Whitmore.
That's okay. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Mayor, I'd like to echo the same sentiments regarding Erica Bertson Miller. It's been a joy and a pleasure to have you work with us. Sorry to see you leave, especially at this critical time with 2021 being an election year. Thank you so much for your service and good luck to on your next endeavors. And then lastly, I wanted to announce that I am co-hosting a Zoom seminar with the Fulton County Public Works Department discussing septic tanks. There are a lot of Fairburn residents who have septic tanks. We really should be aware and educated about the maintenance of and extending the long life of the septic tanks. And so I will post the Zoom information. The date is May 12th, 2021. It's a lunch and learn. So it's over lunchtime. And so I invite all to attend. We'll post it out on Nextdoor and Facebook with a link to the city. And with that, thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Palin.
Yes, this is Erica. My buddy William Shakespeare wrote this way back when, and I was just a kid at the time, but here's what I remember. And I'm paraphrasing and I'm changing things a little bit. So I'm saying forever and forever farewell, Erica. And if we do meet again, why, we shall smile. And if not, why, then this parting was well made.
Well said. Well said. Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Thank you. Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, Mayor. I just like the rest of my colleagues have just thank Miss Erica Birdsong Miller for being here and working with us, your commitment and diligence and customer service, especially to council. So appreciated. And we will miss you. My heart goes out to you and your family. And I just wish you all the happiness and joy in all your endeavors from here on. Thank you so much for your service.
You're welcome, Councilwoman Davis.
And last but not least is the Mayor Pro Tem, Alex Heath.
Yes, Mayor. I, like the others, I would just love to say, Erica, kudos to you. I have enjoyed working with you, and I'm really sorry to see you leave. But I understand and through my career that I have not always stuck with the same job either. So that's a consolation is how life changes for each and every one. So I just wanted to tell you, thank you for your service, and you will sorely be missed here at the city of Fairburn. Also, Mayor, I'd like to say thank each and every one of the citizens that may still be on listening. I think there's 25 participants right now. So I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you do in standing behind us. I know the downtown area, I've been getting in my share of the complaints, but believe me, once it's complete, it will be an outstanding downtown that you'll be very proud of.
Yeah.
Also, I think I saw something come up about repaving the 29 highway, and that is something the DOT is going to be looking in to do for us also. A little later on during the summer, but it's going to be done. So thank you again, and thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to serve you in the capacity as a city councilman. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. And my comments are short. Congratulations to Erica on your new position. We will miss you around the city. The Mayor Pro Tem, DOT has already begun paving.
Oh, good.
Yes, they're doing the milling right now. So if you go down by Palmetto all the way back to 138, you will see patchwork. That's because they do it at night. So we should see the full-fledged paving probably within the next couple of weeks.
Wow, great.
Council members, we missed you all last week when we did Keep Fairburn Beautiful. We were hoping that we could give you all some bags with some pickers and you all could go around the city with us and pick up paper and other debris. We picked up a lot of paper bottles and you name it on last Wednesday. The weather was beautiful. And Tarika, I think Tarika is still on. Tarika Peaks, myself, and a volunteer, and Jessica, we walked from police station all the way down past the BP and picked up paper, bottles, and you name it, what's in the street. And so Fairburn, and that's a goal of ours, is to keep Fairburn beautiful and clean. And so with that being said, I wish you all a safe week. And remember that the park is going to open on May 1st at 7 a.m. And so I plan to be out there to open the gates and just wish everybody can come in and walk and probably walk around the lake. And also, council, if you all get another chance, go back and look at the dog park. We've added the other section to it. And it's really beautiful. The benches that we originally ordered for that fountain area will be in one day this week and they will be installed. And if you don't want to get out of your cars, just drive by the back of municipal court and see the fantastic job they've done back there with flowers and benches, and it's just really, really nice. We've pressure washed the stage. We're getting ready to paint it. We put in flowers. We've planted new grass at City Hall. All of the grass was dug up and we've just gone in and planted new grass. We just want to beautify the city. And all departments did the same thing last week. The youth center planted roses in the front. Now, I don't think my police departments did too much, and I don't think the fire department did too much, but we did some work. We want to be proud of our city. And so we got a billboard that has been given to us, and we're going to actually put Keep Fairburn Beautiful on the billboard. So we're making a design now on 85, and that billboard will show our city was going to highlight the city of Fairburn. So with that being said, I wish everybody a safe week, a blessed week. And with that, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
The motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. Is there a second?
Yes. Second.
Second by Councilman James Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposing?
No.
Good night. That motion carries. Good night. And you all have a wonderful week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.